This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, the root's on fire. My wife-to-be wants me to go on the offensive against Crate and Barrel, so I'm going to open up this hour with a quick mention of that as well. I'm getting married, and she was picking places to register for, you know, people who are attending the wedding or want to give gifts, and she was going to register Crate and Barrel in downtown Summerlin, and they wouldn't let her in with a shield on her face. They demanded a mask, and she said, I don't wear masks. I've got a shield. The shield's fine. Not one person has ever stopped us. I'm talking from the moment of the COVID epidemic. I'm talking from March of 2020. Anytime I need to wear a mask or they won't let you in the store, I wear a shield. And not one supermarket, not one at Costco, not Lowe's, not Home Depot. Nobody has ever, Whole Foods, liberal Sprouts. No one has ever said a word about a shield. She got stopped today at Crate and Barrel, the first company that's ever stopped her. We have a new name for the company. We're going to call them Crap in a Barrel. Crate in a Barrel. Crate and Barrel is now Crap in a Barrel, and every one of us should boycott them and protest them and tell them to go to hell. Them and their masks, they could stick it where the sun don't shine. A, we're not going to register there. B, we're never going to buy anything there again. And C, I'd like my entire audience, if you get a chance, to stop at their downtown Summerlin store and tell them you offended Wayne Allyn Root's fiance. Good luck to you. None of us are ever buying anything at your store again. Crate and Barrel, tell them the new name for them is Crap in a Barrel. All right, I've done my duty for my fiancé. Make sure I don't get kicked out of bed tonight. There's that. my duty. So here's another one of those stories of the week. I opened hour number one by saying explosive data out of England. 80% of the COVID-19 deaths in August were vaccinated people. See, again, there's such a lie being told in this country. They keep telling you everybody that's sick and dying is unvaccinated. It's like if you threw a baseball, I'm trying to think of an analogy. You throw a baseball at 100 miles an hour and the batter strikes out in America and the umpire goes, strike, you're out. But in every other country, the same ball wouldn't go straight. It would go sideways, and the batters would walk to first base. In other words, there's a way things go, and there's gravity, and there's science, and you can't change a fastball's down the middle, and a curveball moves, but a fastball doesn't go sideways. You can't change the direction of a baseball in a different country. So if everybody in England is sick with COVID, and they've all gotten vaccinated, and everyone in Israel is sick with COVID, and they've all gotten vaccinated, and everyone in Singapore is sick with COVID, and there are other countries that are even higher in vaccination, little tiny countries like, what is it, Seychelles? I think that's how you pronounce it. It's like an island off the coast of Africa, Seychelles. And that country's the most vaccinated country in the world, and everybody's sick with COVID. Everywhere in the world where they've been vaccinated, they're sick with COVID, they're in the hospital with COVID, and they're dying with COVID. But in the United States, COVID acts completely differently and only goes after unvaccinated people. Stupidest, you must think we are so dumb. But we're not dumb. If you listen to the Wayne Allyn Root Show, you're not dumb. You're educated. COVID goes after unvaccinated people and vaccinated people. It doesn't care. The vaccine doesn't work. It's a complete flop. You just heard. If you don't believe Wayne Root, the talk show host, you say, what's my science qualifications? Do you believe Alex Berenson, the former science journalist for the New York Times? That was who was just on. And he said it's clear the vaccine does not work. It's complete. 80% of all the people who died in England were vaccinated. How about this one? Highest vaccination rate I'm trying to read this title. Oh, here it is. I'm sorry. No wonder I was too low. COVID-19 update. Three states with the highest vaccination rate lead the country with the greatest increase in COVID case rates last week. I mean, that's a mouthful, so it was hard to read when I missed the first sentence. In other words, the three states that have the highest percentage, three liberal states where everyone's been vaccinated, are the three that have the most increase in COVID in the entire United States. Number one is Maine. Okay, it's up 100% in COVID from last week. Number two is New York. How liberal is New York? How vaccinated is New York? 43% up from last week. Number three is Vermont. How liberal is Vermont? Up 34% from last week. And how about this? They said the top three. How about the top four? California, up 15% in COVID cases from last week. And you know California must be one of the most vaccinated states in America. So there's one, two, three, four liberal states leading the way in vaccines and in people getting COVID. And I'll bet hospitalizations and deaths after being double vaccinated. We are living in a Nazi propaganda state where no one is telling you the truth about what's going on. And by the way, do you know who has the lowest COVID in the last week's week? In other words, which state went down the most? Texas. Texas went down the most in COVID cases. And of course, they're not first in getting their population vaccinated at all, right? Texas is pretty conservative. The largest decrease in cases last week in the whole country was Texas, negative 56.57% down in COVID cases, right? And this is despite Joe Biden's flood of unvaccinated Haitians that just poured across the Texas border. Texas is the biggest decrease in the entire United States of America in COVID. So the COVID vaccine does not work. It's that simple. It does not work. And I want to get to the right story here if I can find it. I'll have to get to it at some point. I don't know where it is. I'm not sure at this moment. I have 100 stories in front of me. Here's another one you need to know. Pfizer claims a study proves that their shot is safe and their booster shot is safe and effective. Guess how many people were involved in the study? 12. 12. You know, now instead of 10 years of research and thousands of people getting a vaccine to prove its safety and efficacy and effectiveness, you're talking about cutting corners and saying in the last 3 months we've studied 12 people and they're safe. Really? That's not the way science works. I'm sorry. Never in the history of America. Drug giant Pfizer is begging the FDA to approve a third booster dose of its Comirnaty vaccine for COVID-19 based on the laughable results of a study it conducted involving just 12 people. Who would be dumb enough? That's a commentary. I wrote the title down. I got to see if I can find it. I put it in my notes on my cell phone. Here it is. I'm thinking about writing a commentary. Anyone who gets a vaccine now is either a complete idiot, fool, or has a death wish. How could you know all the things I've reported to you over the last month and get a vaccine? It's the exact opposite of what the media will say. The media will say anyone who doesn't get a vaccine has a death wish and is an idiot. No, anybody who is paying any attention at all to anything that I've been saying, if you get the vaccine, you're crazy. Crazy. Because I'm not telling you not to get the vaccine. I'm telling you to wait. I'm telling you to wait and see how bad it's going to get with the amount of people who died. Because that's the other thing. Alex Berenson and I talked off mic. I don't think we said anything that he considers confidential. I just happened to say to him that I know thousands and thousands and thousands of people. I only know one who ever really died of COVID. And the one that I know died of COVID, his family will tell you it wasn't COVID that killed him. It was the hospital. The hospital would not let them give hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin. They tried to smuggle it in. The hospital stopped them. They refused to give it to him. And after being in the hospital for like 3 weeks, he wilted away and died. They blame the hospital, not COVID-19. And so that's the only person who I consider, quote-unquote, a friend who's ever died of COVID. And he's also was 72 or 73 years old. That's the only person in the whole world I know who died of COVID who was a friend of mine. Herman Cain died. I don't think I'd call him a friend. I'd say five or six times I'd given speeches back-to-back with him, and we hung out in the green room, and we talked to each other, and he liked me, and I liked him. But he was someone who also had stage 4 cancer. Right? So I don't know anyone in the world besides the 70-plus-year-old who died of COVID who was mistreated by a hospital. Other than that, but I know lots of people who are either dead or crippled or very sick because of the vaccine. I know far more people who've been endangered and damaged or dead from the vaccine than from COVID. And that's all I said off mic to Alex Berenson, and Alex said, me too. Just want to let you know that. Me too. In other words, he knows lots of people who are very sick from the vaccine. But he doesn't know many people who've ever died of COVID. This is insanity. There's no other way to describe it. All right. Let's talk about just... And when I say insanity, how about this one? This is even more insane. The White House conceded Monday they're not requiring border crossers to show proof of vaccination, even though the government requires proof of vaccine for other travelers into the United States. Even though, but it doesn't say this, even though the government is requiring almost everyone in America to get a vaccine. And when reporters asked about the apparent double standard on vaccination requirements, here's what White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said. She argued that illegal immigrants and migrants crossing the border are not intending to stay in the United States. They're not intending to stay here for a lengthy period of time. I don't think it's the same thing. It's not the same thing. What? This is what I mean. This is what I mean. They're all insane. The Democrat Party is stupid and insane, and they think you're stupid and insane. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire freaking life. Every person crossing the border intends to stay here forever, unless they rape someone and murder someone, and then they could get deported. Other than that, they're staying here forever. But under Biden, don't worry. After rape and murder, you don't get deported. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. When I say Energized Health, you know I mean John and Chelsea Jubilee. Everywhere I go in this town, people stop me and they all tell me how great I look. And they all tell me that they love my show. And then the third thing they say is, hey, I joined Energized Health because of you. It's kind of funny. Those are the three things everybody says. And so they're regular guests on my show, and everybody knows that they changed my life. John and Chelsea changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle. I feel great, and I look great, and I'm years younger. Feel and look years younger. And everybody wants to get the same thing. This is all about the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. But don't take my word for it. Just go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. And for all the details, click on Watch the Masterclass when you get to energizedhealth.com. Watch the Masterclass. It's a red button and it's free. Or just cut to the chase right now. You know you trust Wayne Root. You know that I went through the program. You know I feel and look the best I have in 20 years. And you get 40% off by mentioning War, Wayne Allen Root. 40% off. Just call 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Or go to energizedhealth.com. So a military officer, a former military officer, says that nearly 1,000 Americans are still trapped in Afghanistan. Do you have any idea how much fun Joe Biden has had recently? He was at the beach all weekend. He took a beach vacation. Well, Americans are trapped in Afghanistan, and it's not even one or two. It's nearly 1,000. This is what I told you from day one. Former U.S. military officer Jean Marie Thrower estimated approximately 1,000 Americans remain in Afghanistan following the Biden administration's botched withdrawal. Definitely, there are more than 100 being stated. We have multiple groups of teams working together, and we continue to work with these rosters to know where they are I want to say as a veteran, I'm appalled by our administration and how they disrespected Americans and our allies, as well as put our soldiers' future operations globally in jeopardy. So I thought I'd read you that because it just tells you. I mean, can you imagine if Trump left 1,000 Americans on the ground in Afghanistan? And the only reason it's 1,000 is there's all these groups of ex-Navy SEALs or present Navy SEALs who have privately raised the money and gotten people out on private airplanes. So maybe it used to be 5,000 or 10,000 this idiot left behind. This idiot being brain-dead zombie puppet Joe Biden. And by the way, you know, I keep saying that the country loves Trump and hates Biden. Because this weekend was the third weekend in a row where College Stadium crowds chanted, F Joe Biden, F Joe Biden, F Joe Biden. And they didn't say F, they said the full word. F Joe Biden, F Joe Biden. So this went on at college stadiums all across America. And then you look at the ratings of the Oscars and the ESPYs and all the Grammys, and last night were the Emmys. Emmy ratings were pretty bad again. 7.4 million. 7.4 million. That's it. A little better than 2019 when it collapsed to a record low of 6.9 million. And then in 20, it collapsed to another record of 6.4 million. Now it went to 7.4 million, but it's still ridiculously low. The fact is, Americans hate Hollywood. Americans hate Joe Biden. And Americans voted for Donald Trump. I believe if the election were held today, I think Trump won the landslide in November of 2020 anyway. But I think if they were held today, it would be an absolute gigantic Trump landslide over the stumbling, bumbling Joe Biden, the king of dementia. So here's another story you need to know about COVID. Let me get the story here. Okay. Biden ordered OSHA to hide employer reports of COVID vaccine injuries and side effects. It's just incredible the lies that are going on. One of the last true investigative reporters in the country is Lara Logan. And she just revealed what no other outlets have reported. The Biden regime ordered a federal agency, OSHA, tasked with worker safety, to lie about COVID vaccine injuries so the White House can continue to push the narrative that only with the vaccine can we get back to normal. Joe Biden told OSHA to hide information from the public to promote the COVID vaccine. Wow. Just hours ago, the Telegraph in Britain reported that teenage boys are six times more likely to suffer heart problems from the vaccine than to be hospitalized from COVID. In Israel, where more than 80% of adults are vaccinated, COVID cases are spiking. Israel now has the world's highest daily infection rate. That's what Lara Logan's saying. I read you all this weeks ago. You've known this for days and weeks from Wayne Allyn Root.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Pfizer says a low dose of its COVID vaccine is safe and effective for children ages 5 to 11 and plan to ask the FDA to approve it for that age group soon. Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb tells MSNBC that's a pretty good process.
I think in a best case scenario, given, you know, reasonable review period by the agency, if they ultimately determine that the vaccine's demonstrated to be safe and effective for that population, you could see something available by the end of the year. It could slip into 2022.
Those tests showed antibody responses after the second shot. The FBI and Northport police are executing a search warrant at Brian Laundrie's family home in Florida. He is a person of interest in the case of his missing fiance, Gabby Petito. Laundrie himself also went missing last week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Alaruth, this segment of the show is sponsored by Dr. Vladimir Zelenko and his wonderful new nutritional product, Queen Z-Pak and Zinc Sulfate. It reduced hospitalization and death caused by COVID by 84%, and he found studies that prove that quercetin, zinc, vitamin C, and vitamin D are effective against COVID-19, and that he put together a product with those vitamins in it. He makes no claims about COVID, doesn't say a word about COVID. It's just about building your immune system, but the product happens to include everything in the study. Quercetin, zinc, vitamin C, and vitamin D, all under one roof, all in one bottle. All in one bottle. This guy has provided counsel to the White House, governments on four continents, hospitals, physicians, and nursing homes. And now he's developed Z-Stack Life. All in one capsule, just two capsules per day, will boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. It's a science-based formula. How do you like that, liberals? Science-based formula using natural vitamins instead of overpowering drugs. And zinc is the centerpiece of it all, the most well-known immune support ingredient, along with quercetin. Z-Stack Life is GMP certified and made in the USA. Just go to rootforamerica.com, my website, rootforamerica.com. Click on the link to purchase your bottle of Z-Stack now, rootforamerica.com, and you'll see right at the top a banner ad for Z-Stack. Click on it, and you've got a great deal on a vitamin, which under one single roof, one capsule, has all of those incredibly important nutrients in it, from Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. RootForAmerica.com. We've got our guest here, Joseph Curl. He is the former editor of the Drudge Report, which has gone bad. Went from being the greatest under Joseph Curl to the dark side. Former White House correspondent for the Washington Times. His new website is a conservative-oriented aggregator, just like Drudge was. OffThePress.com. Great site. OffThePress.com. Let me go there right now, Joseph, and see what is going on. Actually, the lead story is hospital reverses jab order, vaccine not required, but Biden mandate looms. So a hospital in Alabama, you're telling me, a UAB, University of Alabama, Birmingham, after 1 month has reversed the mandate to get the vaccine, but yet they were to wait and see because they think the federal government's going to mandate it anyway. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right, Ray. I mean, right now, what's funny about this is that Biden just came out and said, as he did earlier this month, you know, the federal government is going to mandate vaccines, but none of this stuff's been tested in the court, and you can't necessarily just do this willy-nilly across the nation. So these guys are actually sort of positioning themselves, as many other companies have, including the Daily Wire, another place that I write for, just said, hey, we're not going to do it. And then you have to fight a court battle. It's the real question is, can the federal government mandate this? Can they force people to do this? Can they, you know, mandate that you will lose your job if you don't do this? Some of these things are going to be worked out in the court. And this hospital is sort of getting ahead of that, saying, well, let's wait and see.
Yeah, well, I just wonder, you know, in your article it says, you know, they're waiting to see if there's going to be a federal mandate. Is that federal mandate the one that he's already announced, Biden? If you have 100 employees or more, you're mandated to force them to get the vaccine. Or are they talking about something new and even more onerous coming down the pike, which is Biden stepping forward and saying, everyone in America has got to be vaccinated. That's my mandate. Is that what they mean, or they're just talking about the one that's already been announced for 100 employees or more?
Well, the way I understand it, they're saying, like, look, there's this mandate out there, and we don't want to do it. So, you know, come back at us with what you can do to make us do it. And that means a big court battle. There are going to be a lot of court battles coming up from these different various businesses that just do not want to do this. And, you know, we'll have to wait and see how that all plays out. But at this point, it looks like these guys are just saying, you know, make us do it.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. You know, I'm laughing because one of the big stories on your site is that a top pollster says Trump has an electoral landslide coming. First of all, listen, I get that a pollster said that, but you know how far away 2024 is? So, number one, it's a joke. Number two, I mean, it's not a joke, but I mean, it's ridiculous. So, you can't plan 2 weeks ahead in politics, let alone 3.5 years ahead. But second of all, what does it matter, Joseph Curl, if elections are rigged? If you're winning in a landslide and they know that for the next 7 days after election night, they know the total they've got to shoot for. Trump just won by 8 million. Let's bring in 10 million illegal fake ballots. And then you lose by 3 million. So who is confident that that's not going to happen? I would never predict a landslide for any Republican ever again, because a landslide means nothing when the voting is fraud.
Well, that's right. And, you know, I mean, so many people have talked about this Afghanistan debacle that took place under Biden. And then you think about it and you think, well, that's disastrous for Biden. But again, it's September of 2021. I mean, we don't go to the polls again for midterms for 13, 14 months. And will people really remember that? And then again, like you're saying, 2024, that's an eternity away. So, you know, the things that are happening right now often get forgotten in short order. So it's not, you know, there's no way that what's happening right now will have a bearing on the 2024 election.
Right. I don't even know if we're going to survive by 2024. I've said that consistently on this show, and of course Donald Trump said it just a few days ago. I'm sure he got it because he likes to listen to everything I do. He used to say he watched my Newsmax TV show every night. So I'm sure he's heard me say, I don't know how we survive to 2024. So to look me in the face and say Trump's going to win a landslide 2024 doesn't really matter when elections are rigged and we're not going to survive until
right.
2024. However, what is looming on us is 2022. And I see you've got Glenn Bolger, another pollster and strategist, saying that there is a massive congressional landslide forming and that Biden could lose 41 House seats. And that would make me very, very happy.
Well, yeah, he's done some really interesting numbers that when the president is around 60%, he'll often or occasionally at least pick up a seat or two in the midterms. When he's hovering around 50, midterms are always bad for the incumbent. They usually lose 12 to 14 seats, and if they're, you know, hovering in the 40s, they can lose 30 or 40 seats. I mean, we've seen examples of this where the party not in control of the White House will pick up 60 or 70 seats in a midterm election. Because that's where...
Well, that was Obama territory, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's where, you know, and it happened in 94 with Gingrich and the Republicans. I mean, they picked up like 70 seats. That's when, you know, and again, I think it is soon enough from all the debacles. And don't forget, I mean, you know, this last week it was just a disaster for Biden. I mean, if Trump had this week, the media would have gone absolutely insane. You have 12,000 Haitians crammed under a bridge in Texas. You've got the French ambassador for the first time in history, all the way back to 1778, they've pulled their ambassador from the United States. You've got the Pentagon coming out and saying, "Hey, we told you that big bombing was wiping out ISIS terrorists. In fact, we just killed like 10 civilians, 7 of them children." And then you've got the FDA coming out and saying, "Hey, even though Joe Biden says we should all get booster shots, that's wrong." They took a vote in this panel of experts, and the vote was 16-4 against mandating boosters for everybody at 8 months or 5 months, whatever Biden said. So this all happened in like a day and a half for Biden. And if that had happened for Trump, the mainstream media just would have had a field day. But Biden turns around, he goes to the beach, and he goes on a bike ride where he ignores questions from reporters. I mean, you know, the mainstream media has got his back, but then you're starting to see people like Chuck Todd on Sunday on Meet the Press. He said, "Hey, you know, the president's got a real credibility problem." And that's a real different kind of take that we're starting to get now. You're starting to see the mainstream media move away from Biden and really start to question the things that he's doing. So, you know, again, you're right. It's way too early for 2024, but it's not too early for 2022, which is underway right now. And that's where things come down for voters in their small districts where they're voting for their congressman. They're going to be looking at their congressman and saying, "Hey, if he's with Biden, I'm against him."
Well, and it's just amazing because if you ever thought about Trump leaving Americans behind in Afghanistan, if you ever thought about Trump leaving canine service dogs behind in Afghanistan, if you ever thought about Trump knowing there are Americans still there who could be killed, raped, tortured, and he went to the beach or played golf, if you ever thought that Trump would cause an international incident and France would basically, you know, say, I'm never speaking to this country again, all this stuff has gone down, and Biden is unscathed. I mean, I know he's low in the polls, but I'm saying in the media, he's unscathed. The mainstream media says nothing about all of it. If it was Trump, can you imagine the kind of crisis that would be enveloping his presidency? It's just incredible. We're talking to Joseph Curl, by the way, former editor of the Drudge Report now. His new website is offthepress.com, offthepress.com. Hey, Joseph, hang out, and we'll go over some more big headlines. Hang out during the break. We come back, we got another segment with you. Joseph Curl, offthepress.com. If you ever liked Drudge Report, you're going to love offthepress.com by Joseph Curl. By the way, also former White House correspondent for the Washington Times, all around good guy, friend of the show. Offthepress.com by Joseph Curl. We'll be right back. Wayne on the Root, the Warrior. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Don't forget, my latest book is out. It's now number, number 265 out of all 6 million books at Amazon. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book. Number one in like 15 categories at Amazon. And moving up like a rocket. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book. All my interviews this week. So we're expecting to go somewhere in the top 20 of Amazon. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book. Grab a copy. Be right back.
New surveys show that Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. 80% want thermometers used in public places to screen for COVID-19. 36% know that non-contact devices are inaccurate. And 60% would not recommend that friends or family members enter places that screen with them. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've been on the program since November, and I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat in just the first 3 months and gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all of the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, or cut to the chase. Just join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, liberals are such complete idiots and fools, and I just can't get over the things they're now trying to require, mask mandates, vaccine mandates, lockdowns. So I've got a funny skit I want to play you real quick, then I'll get a comment from Joseph Curl about this. Play the audio on what they want as far as mandates go starting next year. It's funny.
A vaccine passport?
Yeah, but I need proof of at least 10 booster shots.
Okay, AIDS vaccine passport?
I'm going to need to see an allergy test. Lyme disease, chicken pox, H1N1, rabies tag, proof of the herpes vaccine, and foot and mouth disease, prostate exam. I'm going to need your Netflix password, HPV. I'm going to need to see your Blockbuster card, negative test for the Black Plague, tetanus booster.
I don't have it.
I'll give it to you now. Proof of diversity. You got an anti-racist card? All right, now I just got to check your white guilt score. I need proof of a black friend. I just got to scan you for male toxicity. Okay, quick set of questions. Would you have sex with a trans woman?
Yes.
And men have babies?
Yes.
Do all lives matter?
Yeah, no.
How many statues have you toppled this month?
9.
How many abortions have you paid for?
5.
I'm going to need to see your punch card. All right, 4 more and your 10th one's free. How many people have you canceled this month?
Oh, my God. How many abortions do you pay for? 5? Let me see your punch card. 5 more and you get one free. Oh, my God. This is, you know, it's parody, but this is what we're headed for in liberal America. Joseph Curl. I mean, that was funny, but it's sick because it's kind of true.
My favorite part was the let me see your Blockbuster card because that's a real throwback. Yeah,
and don't forget your white privilege card now. And you have proof of a black right. friend. He had to show him proof of a black friend in a photo on social media. Oh, my God, I'm sick of this. I can't take it anymore.
Yeah, it's weird because it's like we're sort of going that way, but then we haven't really been going that way, and we don't know where things are going. And now we just heard that, Biden just ruled that European travelers can come to America beginning in November, but they have to be vaccinated, which means that, you know, there's going to have to be this passport, this COVID passport is going to have to exist for them to come here because they're going to have to show us something. And already when Americans go to Europe, they've got to get a European health pass that gets them around Europe. So, you know, we're moving to that part where it gets really weird that, you know, we're going to be taking these medical tests and, you know, you've got HIPAA, which says your health information cannot be released to anyone else. And all of a sudden we're going to have these other new rules that are saying, you know, you need to publicize everything about your health whenever you go anywhere. So, you know, it's weird that that's where we are at this point, but again, that's where we are. It's getting strange out there.
It is. I see you've got an article from my great friend Bernie Kerik. You've got an article from him that was over at Newsmax, and Bernie Kerik says Biden's slide towards dictatorship, and I couldn't agree more. I think that we're headed towards, you know, I've written that this is 1938. I've written that multiple times. It's not Nazi Germany. It's not the Holocaust. I never want to compare it to 6 million of my fellow Jews being exterminated and gassed to death. But it is like 1938, which was the pre-Holocaust. And during that year, that's when they were putting out so much propaganda, Joseph Curl, against Jews. They're dirty. They're filthy. They're ruining our country. Don't get near them. Don't allow them to enter a restaurant. Don't be their friends. Let's take their property away. Let's take their guns away. If you substituted the word unvaccinated for Jew, I think that's what's exactly what Biden's speech sounded like last week about unvaccinated people. This is crazy that he's trying to make half the country, or let's say it's a little less than half, maybe it's 45% of the country, feel like they're horrible human beings and that they're some sort of criminals and they're filthy and they're diseased. That's what it sounded like. This is 1938, in my opinion.
Yeah, Biden has made no bones about saying people who are not vaccinated are demons, and he spends an awful lot of time vilifying them for the decisions they make. You know, it's been, we talked about this last time, and, you know, it's ironic that, you know, a woman's right to choose is something that she can do with her body when you talk about abortion, but a person's right to choose when it comes to vaccines and what you put in your body is apparently not okay. So, you know, the hypocrisy, again, from the left, we see it all the time, but it's just so obvious there that, you know, but more than that, it's that, you know, I don't know how much this is like the move toward World War II and, you know, where the Nazis were and what they were doing. But I know that, you know, when you begin to give up your freedoms, when you begin to give up rights that you have to the government, it never works out well. And so the government will always try to take a little bit more power, take a little bit more of what they want to do. And that's where we are now, where, again, under the guise of, you know, this is good for society, everyone needs to do this thing, you've got the government making a lot of decisions for people, and that never ends out well.
No, and it's not ending well with someone's going to try and tell me, a guy who's never been sick, a guy who hasn't had a cold in 15 years, a guy who never had a sniffle during the whole COVID, a guy who hasn't had the flu in 30 years, a guy who takes incredible care of himself and does all the right things, eats the right food, works out every day, takes vitamins, and has literally never been sick, and you're going to tell me that I'm a threat and I can't walk in a restaurant. Let me tell you something. Then we got to bring down this government if that's the case. This is insanity. Joseph Curl, former editor of the Drudge Report. His new website's offthepress.com. It is the new Drudge. It is fantastic. Go there. Offthepress.com. Thank you, Joseph.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.